USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Facebook, now Instagram. Russia is banning millions of its citizens from using Instagram after its parent company, Meta, decided it would not allow posts referring to violence against Russian soldiers in Ukraine. This, as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says, the White House sees no evidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin is planning to de-escalate or stop the onslaught in Ukraine.
Diplomacy requires engaging in good faith to de-escalate, and what we're really looking for is evidence of that.
A number of Israeli government sites are down after a major cyber attack. Unconfirmed sources say hackers based in Iran may be behind it. Israeli officials saying they're working to get the websites back up. President Biden taking part in a DNC fundraiser tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The president of Ukraine is set to address Congress virtually this week.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address all members of Congress on Wednesday morning. Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than 100 Haitian illegal immigrants landed in the Florida Keys on Monday. Police in Monroe County saying the illegal immigrants were on a boat that landed at Summerland Key. Officials from the U.S. Border Patrol responding to the situation and say they're investigating a potential maritime smuggling event. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 1 point on Monday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Pentagon is extending sympathies to American journalists injured and killed in Ukraine.
Two examples of the dangers in covering war. This is a war that didn't need to be fought, to be sure.
Freelance filmmaker Brent Renaud was working on a documentary on refugees when he was killed. Fox correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured in Kyiv and is currently hospitalized. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's unprovoked war and said it was a war that didn't need to be fought. The governor of Louisiana says a public health emergency, which was put in place to stop the spread of COVID, is going away.
This Wednesday, the order expires, and after 24 months, I will not be renewing it.
Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards making the announcement on Monday, which comes on the two-year anniversary of the first COVID death in Louisiana. Photos and videos of Bob Saget's dead body will be off limits to authorities. This comes as a judge approved an injunction that prevents Orange County, Florida's police and medical examiner from releasing the report to the public. The comedian was found dead in his Orlando hotel room in January, and the death was ruled an accident. His family had filed a lawsuit to block the release of the records. Find our news anywhere you download podcasts by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.